what happens to people that lets them tune in to a deeper level of intent, that wakes them up from the spell of mere consumerism and the kind of subjectivity that is, you know, the manipulation of images and desires that constitutes consumerism and which dominates many people's lives?
Well, then they probably head for deeper values, either Buddhism, shamanism, their own, you know, whatever lies in their own ethnic background. Because in fact, civilization is a carnival. I mean, it's a cheap, it's a delusion of a solution. So anybody who sees past the front door probably wants really real structured values. And so that's where all the conservative resistance comes from. The fundamentalist Christians, Orthodox Jews, Buddhists, all of these people are saying, well, hey, wait a minute, we don't want to go down this path only so far. And that's probably a good break. Otherwise, we would create a civilization that was essentially a mall. And there's enough of that anyway.
So in that sense, that turn towards deeper values, even if sometimes they take a conservative form, is ultimately a kind of healthy balance to just the sheer
rush toward novelty.
Yeah,
yeah, I think so.
And do you see psychedelics playing a role in opening up that kind of?
It depends on how it's presented. It depends on the psychedelic. If it comes along with some wizened 90-year-old Indian from South America, it's hard to see that we're abandoning ourselves to the trivial and the concocted. And so it's a marketing and packaging issue, basically.
And so what would that look like then, if you were?
Well, I'd say the wrongly packaged version would be some kind of, like, Castaneda is a formulaic cult. Do these things, take these drugs, follow these instructions, and moral obligation will flee from your ken. Nobody can be that foolish, you know. If, on the other hand, you sincerely pursue this stuff, grow the plants, try to understand it, try to revivify the rituals and figure out what it's all about, well, that's an authentic push towards spirituality, and a very authentic push towards spirituality, and probably fruitful.
Do you think in that process, the actual handling of the plants, growing them, getting to know their cycles is necessary?
Yeah, because that's the level, that's the speed, that's the speed on which nature makes this stuff, you know, brings it to the surface and invites its contemplation. And it's also probably the right speed at which to assimilate this stuff, to come to terms with it.
So in that sense, part of the problem with synthetic psychedelics is that they fit too easily into a kind of consumerist model.
Lifestyle, right.
That
it's not a product, you know, it's not something you get the drug of the month or something. Although all these things have been proposed and some have been tried, it seems to me the shamanic drug of the month is not a very appealing idea.